It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. Moog and Ahmad the Amazing. And let's say hello to Phil, who is the CEO of the Board of Tourism in Hammond, Indiana. Hi, Phil.
Good morning, gentlemen. How we doing?
Good morning. Good morning. So I got to think it is a good Monday morning in Hammond, Indiana.
That would be accurate. It's been a good weekend.
Yeah. So the news broke Friday and really broke the internet that the Bears board had met and voted to advance the stadium development project in Hammond, Indiana. If you had to gauge this from your perspective, a percentage, you know, now at this point of the Bears going to Indiana, are you saying 90, 95? 100?
Definitely say 99%. Wow. I feel like it's a done deal. I really do.
So this is incredible for Northwest Indiana. We talked to you a few months back. We went out and visited Hammond, Indiana, and we got a peek at the site where this potential stadium will be. It was interesting to go out there and to see that there's so much space available. Like the Bears are going to be able to kind of do whatever they want, right?
Yeah, there's several lakes there. Obviously, Lake Michigan isn't very far to the north of that site as well. And really, it's kind of open canvas, right? Because once you start demolishing some of the old structures that are in that area, it really becomes just hundreds of acres of whatever type of development the Chicago Bears want to put there.
Yeah. And so there's just a ton of space. I got to imagine that it's going to be really great for parking because, you know, I think a lot of people are going to drive down there, right?
That's the big thing, I think, is that, you know, we've all been to Soldier Field. We've all experienced the, I guess I'll just say, challenge of getting in and out easily. I think this new site, the way they're going to build it, it's going to be a modern, state-of-the-art facility, probably one of the best in the country when it's all said and done. And certainly part of this investment is going to be some new infrastructure, which is going to allow people to get in and out very easily.
And last time we were there, Phil, I remember you saying there were a couple of projects that they were working on to make Hammond a little more touristy, right?
Absolutely. So part of this means there's going to be hundreds of millions of dollars of economic development around the stadium. You're talking hotels, restaurants, retail, pretty much anything that is going to be going to take the traffic that the Chicago Bears draw and try and get them to also spend a lot more time and hopefully dollars on some other opportunities.
Phil is the CEO of the Board of Tourism for Hammond, Indiana. And of course, the Bears announced that they're advancing their project. Their goal now is apparently to move to Hammond. We'll say it like it is. Hammond is not a world famous city like Chicago, but is getting a lot of attention especially over the last few days. Tell me two or three gems that are in Hammond that aren't going to be part of this development project. Could be a restaurant, could be something just really cool to check out.
Well, so not too far from the actual site is Horseshoe Casino, which is a Caesars property. So obviously, you know, casino is a casino, but it draws a lot of people there. They have a lot of entertainment. They have concerts there. On a much smaller scale, right next to the stadium itself is a, you know, a little bar called Frankie V's that reminds me of exactly what a Bears type bar would be. A place where, you know, the local blue collar guy will go have a drink, watch the game, that sort of thing. So that's also something I think is going to play a factor, but it's a cool little city. I think people are really going to enjoy it once they make their way over here.
Well, and a big, beautiful, brand new stadium. I think nobody can really scoff at that.
State of the art, he said.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's the big thing, is they're going to create their own Bearsville. That's what we've been calling it, right? I mean, the people that come there, you go to some of the major sports developments throughout the country now, all around the stadium itself is all kinds of opportunities. And that's what this is going to be. Yeah. This is going to be, everything's going to be brand new, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Bear down. Shout out to Hammond, Indiana. Thank you so much for checking in with us this morning. I know, you know, the vibe's got to be pretty. I think a lot of people got to be pretty excited. Do you think the people of Hammond are excited?
Majority of the people are very, very excited. Yeah. This is a transformational project. Nothing like we've seen before. It's going to take a little bit for us to all take it all in and realize what we have. But we are very excited about this. By the way, we've been Bears fans since we were born.
Right.
We are part of Chicagoland. We've always felt like that. A lot of our our people live in Hammond, work in Chicago, and you know, we have people that come to Northwest Indiana to work as well also. So
that's so true. We, you know, people who call into our radio station are from all over Chicagoland, all over Northwest Indiana, including Hammond, and we love them dearly, and we appreciate you for coming on and talking about it. And bear down.
Thanks, guys. Bear down. I know my rent was-